So noticing the sensations in the body, any tension, any tightness there, and letting it go on the out breath. And so this is the preparation for meditation, is useful posture. And then ideally what we're doing is breathing in and out through the nostrils. So if you put one hand on your belly and the other hand on the top of your chest and breathe in and out through the mouth, what you'll notice is your chest rising and falling. And then if you place your tongue against the back of your top teeth so that you breathe in and out through the nostrils, you'll notice your belly rising and falling. So that's a more efficient way to breathe. It's more efficient to breathe in and out through the nostrils because it tends to fill the bottom part of the lungs. You're using a larger area and there's more oxygen and CO2 transfer. This helps with things like nagging headaches and tiredness, energy loss, stress, all of that kind of stuff. Just changing your breathing, just breathing in through the nostrils. So these just two things doing your day. Notice what tension there is, let it go on an out breath. Notice if you're breathing. We tend to, when we're under stress, breathe in a shallow way through the mouth, short breaths, and we only use the top part of the lungs. So just placing the tongue against the back of the top teeth, you find you breathe in and out through the nostrils, and you're filling and emptying the bottom part of the lungs. If you're uncomfortable with noticing the breath there, you can notice it anywhere else in your body. You don't absolutely have to breathe in and out through the nostrils. So if you've got a cold, breathe in and out through the mouth. But what we want to ideally be doing is noticing the breath. If you're one of the 1 in 15, 20 people for whom that is an uncomfortable process, speak to me afterwards and I'll explain the alternative. Works for everyone. And after a few weeks or months, you're able to notice the breath without any problems. And when we're noticing the breath, we've chosen to allow our attention to rest on the breath. It's part of our experience. And we're noticing it. We're noticing the sensation, how it feels, ideally at the point where the air enters and leaves the nostrils. And we can also be aware of the coolness and warmth. We're noticing the breath moving the body. We're noticing that there's a rhythm to it, that there's a cycle to it, that some breaths are deeper than others. So the body just chooses. It controls the breath. So sometimes it feels like you're hardly breathing at all. Other times the breath's deeper. And the relationship to it is the wave watcher. On every beach, someone's watching the waves. Loads of stuff going on the beach. People playing, walking, running, swimming, talking, eating, drinking, laughing. Loads of stuff. And on the beach, there's people just watching the waves. So when you do that, it's never hard. Nobody ever comes back from holiday and says, I was on the beach watching the waves and it was really hard. But when we're learning to meditate, people say, I'm trying to focus on the breath and it's really hard. It isn't if you take the same approach to it as if you're watching the waves on the beach. So your desire, your need to watch the waves is pretty much the same as your desire and need to notice the breath. But the mind creates an unwinnable competition where not being aware of the breath is a failure. So don't let it do that. It doesn't matter. And so our awareness of the breath, we're noticing the sensations, the rhythm, the cycle, the coolness, the warmth. And then the mind wanders. It'll wander to distractions, thoughts, sensations, sounds. It will wander to memories, it will wander to rehearsals in the mind. Thoughts will arise, images, tasks, fears, worries, everything. Bing, 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 bing. This is spontaneous nature of the mind. And every so often, it will capture your awareness and you will discover that you're no longer aware of the breath. When that happens, just come back and notice the breath. So if you're a wave watcher, you've decided you want to watch the waves, and there's a noisy conversation, and you listen to it for a while, and eventually you realize you're listening to a pointless conversation, all that happens is you think, oh, all right, come back, and I'll watch the waves. And that's it. That's the process of following the breath. Simplest meditation in the world, noticing the breath rising, noticing the breath falling. Mind wanders, returns to the breath. Four lines in this script for this meditation. Notice the breath, mind wanders, return to the breath, repeat. Practice this for the next few minutes. It's called following the breath. Every so often, because I know that the mind wanders and you'll forget that your intention is to notice the breath, every so often what I'll do is sound the bell. And that's just to remind you that your intention is to notice the breath. And so if your mind's wandered, breaks into that, you think, aha, my intention is to notice the breath, and you come back and notice the breath. is a thing that makes it more frictionless to notice the breath. And that is using the inner voice as you breathe in and breathe out. So you're breathing in, and while you're breathing in, you say in your mind, rising. When you're breathing out, you say in your mind, falling. And you say it slowly. So you're breathing in, it's rising. Breathing out, it's falling. And so now it's as though there are two things. We're aware of the breath, and we're aware of the inner voice. On the in-breath, it's saying rising. On the out-breath, it's saying falling. Try that for a little while. Okay, so if your mind is busy while you're meditating, there'll be three things happening. There'll be the breath, there'll be your inner voice saying rising and falling, and there'll be the chatter of the mind. So now we've got our own inner voice. Think about this one, which one's ours and which one isn't. There's the inner voice that is the intention for the meditation, where we're saying in our mind, rising, falling. And there may be an inner voice chattering away in the background. And so what we want to do is to become more aware of the meditation voice. So our goal is to focus on that voice, the voice that's saying, rising, falling, rising, falling. We're still noticing the breath, but it's as if the voice and the breath are the same thing. Noticing the sensation of sitting, feeling of your feet on the floor, being pushed into the chair. An awareness of where you are in the room. And gently return your attention to the room.